get ready for an epic experience that you won't forget. The Be Your Best Self Conference, August 22nd at the Grand Event Center in Grandview Heights. You'll rub elbows with some seriously cool folks in the business world and soak up all sorts of wisdom about being a bold leader, rolling with the punches, and smashing through any obstacles that may come your way. It's not just about sitting through speeches. It's about making connections and diving deep into learning that'll stick with you for ages. We've got a killer lineup of speakers just for you. First up, we've got Brian John, the brains behind Echo and Athena, who's going to drop some knowledge bombs about leading with love. Next, we'll hear from Shara Hutchison, the powerhouse CEO of Exposure, who's going to spill the beans on how to navigate change like a pro, whether it's in your personal life or at work. And then brace yourself for Stephen Carr, the mastermind behind Belief Force, who's going to show us how to kick those self-limiting beliefs to the curb and step into our full potential. But wait, there's more. We've got a lively panel discussion lined up where we'll tackle the ins and outs of working with different generations in the workplace, led by the amazing Dahlia Calgreen from United Residential Management. And to keep the momentum going all day long, we've got the one and only LaShondra Baker from LBB Edutainment as our hype woman. Oh, and don't even think about sneaking out early, because we've got some seriously awesome prizes up for grabs at the end of the day. Trust me, you don't want to miss out. So mark your calendars, spread the word, and get ready for a day packed with inspiration and connections. ChamberPartnership.org/BYBS2024. Welcome to Business Inspires, where our goal is to inspire you to create the business you envision. I'm Brett Johnson, Tri-Village Chamber Partnership Board Member and the owner of Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. Thank you for following and subscribing to the podcast. With me is Katie Ellis, President and CEO of the Tri-Village Chamber Partnership and co-host of the podcast. It's great to be here with you, Katie.
So happy to be here with you. And today we have the pleasure of interviewing the two G's, G1, G2, known as George Cleary and George Cleary II of the Cleary Company, and they are celebrating their 30 years in business. So I'll just throw out the first question to whichever sounds best. Feel free to go first, whoever. Can you share the story of how the Cleary Company was founded and what inspired its inception 30 years ago?
Sure. I'll start it because George wasn't born then. So this will be easier for me. So I was in the industry for 10 years, and I always like to say I was very fortunate as a child. I went to a school and I met some great people, and a good friend of mine's father was flipping houses, and this was a long time ago, like 45 years ago. So not many people knew what that probably wasn't even a term at that time. But he would buy these little homes out by the city of Columbus Airport and renovate them and, you know, buy them at foreclosure sales. And we'd go in and redo them entirely. His son, which was my best friend, and me would go in and work evenings and weekends during the school year. And in the summer, we'd work for him just doing everything from painting to electric to, you know, countertops, cabinets. We did it all with his guidance. And of course, we weren't experts, but we became pretty good at it. So that's how it started, you know, my desire. I really enjoyed that, you know, to see the transformation, for lack of a better term, of, you know, how we could see a product and turn it into something that was totally different that people would very much be excited about living in. So I really felt that joy that, you know, new homeowners were getting to experience something that literally had been boarded up months before. And there was, you know, in my naivety at that age, thought there was no bringing a life back to these dwellings. And we did. And, so that's how I got interested in the construction business, and went from working for him to working for different contractors of sorts, and just kind of eventually got into a career with another gentleman. And I was his general manager for about 10 years, and ended up getting into sales for him, and then basically became his general manager. And after 10 years of working for him, he was a dear friend, and in our wedding, good enough friend that he was in my wedding. But at that point, after 10 years, he was kind of on the downhill side of wanting to go get into bigger and better ventures. And I was young and energetic, so I wanted something bigger. And so I decided to start on my own with my wife's little prodding. So we started our own company, my wife and I, and it's the current company that we have today, 30 years later. So I guess it started out flipping homes, and then I worked for somebody learning the business, you know, how to run a business for 10 years, and then just took the leap of faith, and fortunately our phone has rang ever since that day.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah. I was going to say, we think that flipping houses is something recent, and you just brought it to light. It's like, no, this has been going on a long time.
Well, as old as I am, it's going on, you know, thousands of years, quite honestly. But my part has been half a century. I've never thought of that. That's kind of saddening to me, but that's the way it goes.
Well, we'll say that you were at the beginning cusp of it. How about that? And exactly. So, you know, G2, we'll go with you. I mean, what have been some key milestones and accomplishments for the Clear Company over the past three decades? Obviously, you've experienced it all your life. So, you know, what have you seen those key moments?
Yeah, I think a lot of what he said is true. You know, I remember him and my mom working out of the basement of our house for the first 10, 20 years of the business. So, you know, I'd come home from school or whatever, and it was time to pay the bills after dinner, and the business never stopped. So it was 24/7, 365, but they were great at caring for me and my two sisters. And, his first hire 29 years ago was Rob Lindeboom, who's our senior project manager, and it's been great to see him and Dad evolve from high school up to where we are today. But growing up in the house, it was interesting having a business be the office building as well, and then we moved into an office on Kenny Road about 10 years ago, and then we outgrew that space. We only had about 8 parking spots, and that didn't work when you have 40 employees. So we've been over on Old Henderson Road now, coming up on 4 or 5 years, and it's been great. We have a beautiful design studio, and we'd love to have anybody and everybody in. We've hosted some Tri-Village events here, and we're just blessed to be in this building and in the community.
Anything to add to that? That same question?
Yeah, so what are some of the monuments? Like George said, he might be off on a date or two here or there, but that's all right. When we were moving into the buildings and whatnot, but we are very fortunate. The building that we have today is fantastic, and we're in the process of remodeling it, upgrading it even more, because that's just what we like to do. But we do enjoy hosting events. And I know we've partnered with Tri-Village a few times on that, but it's an event space. We created something so that we could, you know, reciprocate our good fortune with the community. And we have a room that, you know, makes it pretty easy to partition off from the office, so that if people do want to have a meeting of some sort, you know, they can kind of do that without interfering too much with the Cleary Company while we're working. And currently we're excited. We're doing some stuff to the outdoor living space to kind of kick up a notch, so that we can, on decent days, kind of host bigger parties or outdoor parties and gatherings and meetings. And so we're really looking forward to that and being done by our 30th anniversary party, which will be Friday, September 27th of this year. So crossing my fingers and praying for decent weather, because we'll have very likely hundreds of people there. And so it'd be nice if it was a great day. Yeah. But so some of the other milestones, I would say, like, G2 hit on Rob. He calls Rob Uncle Rob because he's known Rob every day of his life. And even though Rob and I are not related, we are friends of 45 years. So it was kind of interesting when George came into the business that he'd be walking the halls and saying, "Hey, Uncle Rob," or "Good morning, Uncle Rob." And people look around like, "Wait a minute, I thought I knew everything here. What's this all about?" So that's been fun. And in all honesty, Rob's a dear part of our business and a dear part of our lives. And it's really been fun for me to see how George and Rob have really connected. And, you know, obviously different generations. So Rob and George are different generations, but George is trying to learn anything and everything from Rob that he can, because he's a wealth of knowledge. So they bonded really well, and that's been great. Some of the other probably milestones have been, you know, when we decided that we wanted to become more than a general contractor and go into the design, build, remodeling caption, which just means that we offered design and architectural services, and instead of just looking at somebody else's plan, giving them a price to do the work, there's now a whole, what I always refer to as dating. There's a dating process where we'll show you what we try and inspire our clients and say, this is what we can do. This is the home that we can make out of your house. And, you know, we can do everything that you want, make it look a lot different. So the difference being of the two models is, you know, previously everybody else did design and we just kind of built what people designed. And now we get the opportunity to be part of that fun part, which is totally different, but intertwined, and that's the design. And, you know, inspiring people why we need a bigger room or a smaller space or more windows or more natural light or, you know, whatever the case may be. So that's a really fun part to be part of, to, you know, to impact what we build. So when we build, we can't be done with it and be proud of our work, but not necessarily be happy with the design. Now we do everything, what I always say, A to Z. You know, we have the whole process in our lap so that we can you know, design it to what we're hearing our clients' desires, and making sure that that's, you know, going to be a good fit for them when they're done. And we can kind of control the budget too, which is nice, because you know, sometimes the design team or the architect designs whatever, not knowing how much it's going to cost, and then hand us the plan and we tell them it's going to be twice what they thought, and they get really frustrated. So then they just wasted that whole time and financial component working with somebody else, only to find out that it's not something that they can make come to life. You know, it's not something that's ever going to happen. It's just on paper. And so seeing a lot of disappointment over the years, and that disconnection of the architect and the builder was really frustrating to witness. So that was a big thing. And that was 15 years ago that we hired Laura Watson as our first designer. And as soon as we did that, it was probably within 2 years that we needed a second designer. And we really got a boost of energy to that, because it is a fun part of the process. So that was neat. And Laura is now our senior designer, but she's the design and development manager. So now she's in charge of probably almost a dozen people, 10 anyway, in the development department. So that was a really big milestone for us, to be able to build what we wanted to instead of what others wanted to build.
And it seems like that really attributes to the longevity of your success, because construction, it seems as though it's a very competitive industry, and the remodeling market, but it sounds like you really took those aspects together to create something that would really help you to be successful.
Yeah, I think it's helped a ton of our clients. You know, I can take it, Dad. I think it's helped a ton of our clients, because a lot of families are dual income these days, and having to deal with a design company, an architect firm, a GC firm, who don't know each other and work with each other on a daily basis, can sometimes be confusing. And you have a lot of different moving pieces, where the design build model has been great, because if Brett has a question about his kitchen, he has one phone number to call and we handle everything from A to Z. So That's where we always pitch clients. You know, we're not for everybody, but we love being able to handle everything from A to Z because we have one phone number to call. We do everything from the initial consultation to warranty 2 years post your project, every paint stroke, every design decision, every order. And there's no pointing of fingers or anything. It's either all the successes and failures, they all fall on Cleary Company and Cleary Company alone. So people like the one point of contact and the design build.
Yeah, that's super that you evolved because you listened to what your customers needed and you felt the pain points. That's great. You know, that because that's how you grow, is you should listen to customers and, you know, take it again with a grain of salt, but at the same time, it's like, but you're hearing more and more, it's like, you know, we need to bring all this in-house. That's great. That and then it worked. And it worked, you know, and it went the direction you wanted to go. Can you highlight some of the memorable projects? We kind of touched upon that you brought on all in house, but the projects or the clients that have been significant throughout your history.
Yeah, so I always go to, and George will have plenty, but I always go to the very first project because, quite honestly, I don't know that I was born confident, but I've always been a confident person. And by the time that I started the business, like I said, I'd been doing it for 15 years through different companies and whatnot. So I was confident because I don't want to say I deserve to be confident, but I had the experience as a young person. I had a lot of experience. And so I had the confidence, but the client, Luke and Gail Feck, our very first clients, they had the confidence in me to give me their first, you know, their job, which in today's money was probably, you know, north of $200,000. And they knew me because I was a friend of theirs, or I was their daughter's friend. But they entrusted me to, you know, start my company and start the project and build it to their expectation. And so that was really fun to, you know, enjoy that. And I don't take that for granted because I could have been trying to hang my hat up on the project for months until somebody, you know, came along. But they had overheard that I was starting and we had a good relationship. I never dated the girl, but her husband now is my best friend and always was. So that's how we knew each other. And so they knew I was a good person and that I was going to do what I said. And so that was one of our favorite projects and surely our foundation. And that just led to, you know, our biggest philosophy is treat people the way that they want to be treated and the good things are going to come out of that. And, you know, we're totally relationship people. Of course, we have to make money, you know, to be able to be in business for any amount of years. But, you know, our focus is not making money. It's building relationships and treating people right, listening to them, as you said, not designing and building what we want for them, but what they want. And so that relationship with Luke and Gail Feck has turned into, you know, their next home. We did more work for them. That was today's money, probably $500,000 worth of money in today's world. And then that relationship, they sold that house, gave our business card to the people that bought it. And we did probably another today's money, $200,000 worth of work for that client at that house. So those are the kinds of things that we've really been able to be successful with is, you know, building a reputation where people are going to enjoy working with us and us standing behind our work. So another project that comes to mind is a fun one. It was a wonderful couple who had 6 kids, and the baby was born and came home to pretty much a whole house renovation, which was very trying for a mom of 5 other kids to bring her baby home to a construction site. And although the house was nice in size, it was more moderate than large. So that was a trying time, but we all got through it. We continue to do work for them and their family and their friends today. So that was kind of fun. building projects for my friends and my family. You know, people have always said, "Oh, I'd never work for your family or your friends," and I'm like, "Hey, if I can't please them, you know, then I'm not. We can't be in business. We've got to be able to be transparent." So, one of my best friends is, you know, we've renovated, built a two-story addition for him about, you know, 20 years ago. So those are some that come to mind that were pre-George, pre-G2. So George, anything of your thoughts?
Yeah, well, clients are getting very thoughtful in their designs and implementations of new spaces. You know, we're starting to do a lot of outdoor living and complex additions that not every home has, and people want difference and their homes to stand out in the neighborhood. So as our company's grown, our project sizes have grown, and that's really allowed us to do some awesome pool houses and decks that run into swim spas and all sorts of interesting stuff that, you know, we can do kitchens and baths and basements all day, but allowing the guys and the design team to do fun new projects has been a great part of growth as well.
Yeah, who'd have thought you'd be going outside? Though, I mean, people did stuff outside, but not put that kind of money into a couple of lawn chairs and a fire pit, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And G2, I know you started your career in this business outside of the Cleary Company. So can you share how long you've been with the Cleary Company? Yeah. And then also, what's the dynamic like working with your dad?
Yeah, so I've been with the Cleary Company about 2 years now, I always say, with my whole life, because when I came home from school or even my full-time jobs, you know, it was talking about the Cleary Company or what was going on, and knowing everybody. He mentioned Rob and Laura. They've both been there 15-plus years, so they have been family, and I feel like that was the best part about walking in these doors, was I already had a good base foundation of relationships with a lot of the people that have been here. But as far as working with my dad, it's been great. Definitely a different side of business that I'd never worked for or with any family before, outside of a couple hours a week when I was an intern, when I was 14 years old or 15 or whatever, over a summer when I needed 10 extra bucks. But it's been awesome to grow in our relationship. And, you know, I went from seeing them a couple times a month to a couple times a day. So complete 180. And, you know, he has great people here that make his and I's job much easier in the long run.
Yeah, it's been said that it's easier to recruit people when you have some, you know, visible values and principles that, you know, that attract good people. Could you talk about what values and principles that have guided the Cleary Company operations and decision making through the years? And it might be a G1
sure.
question. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't want to step on his feet to be wondering, but yeah. So, you know, again, not to beat the drum on the relationships, but that's yeah. just who I am. And, you know, everything falls from leadership. And if I'm leading the company, it's going to have a strong culture. That's just, you know, I like to have fun. I like to enjoy what I do. And when I don't enjoy what I do, I won't be at the Cleary Company. But, you know, it's always been something that's, it changes every day. You know, there's a different set of opportunities, and a different set of situations that we've got to figure out a way to work through and problem solve. So, you know, it definitely keeps you on your toes. And, you know, a lot of people have been very admirable of what we've been able to do over the 30 years that we've been doing it. I think there's an extra sense of energy that I have, and persistence and stubbornness that, you know, there's no mountain big enough that is going to conquer us. So we just kind of plunge through and figure out a way to get over it, or, you know, move through that. So the culture aspect is embedded in that. That's something that we practice, and, you know, we serve others. There's nobody in our team that I haven't done what they're doing. probably a lot of them on our team that I could not do what they do nearly as good as them, but I feel their pain, you know, and when it's a struggle, whether it's a design or a nailing pattern or whatever, I can relate to that. So, and people like that, you know, because nobody wants to be talked down to and told all, you know, told exactly how to do it. We let people make mistakes. And when mistakes are made, we like to talk about them because I'm always fine and forgiving if somebody makes a mistake. But if your coworker has the same job title and he makes the same mistake a month later, that's an expense. So we like to talk about the mistakes so that we can learn from them. So so that nobody else is going to get, you know, so that quite honestly, a client's not disappointed or that the bottom line is not disappointed. We had to rebuild something. Nobody wants to do that. So, you know, we're very collaborative. And but the culture at the Cleary Company is, well, to pat ourselves a little bit on the back, we won a couple national awards on our culture. It's not only us in the building that feel that, but others have voted us into those types of awards because they witness it and they see, you know, that we treat each other like family and friends, and you know, we're not out there making them work completely blind without guidance and doing things they're not capable of doing. We're big into onboarding and, you know, education training and management training and leadership training and trying to you know, make the most out of people. And when people leave, you know, it happens. We're usually fine with it. We may be very, very disappointed, but, you know, we want people to be happy. And if they've found happiness or they see a different pursuit they can take, then, you know, we want them to find and our own, you know, goals. So, but again, the culture is intimately important to the company.
Yeah. And just to switch gears a little bit, the Cleary Company has been a supporter of the Chamber for such a long time. So thank you so much for that. Not only just, you know, in sharing your space with us for events, but also sponsoring other events so that we can continue to contribute to the business community around us. And then just on that topic, are there other things that you do to give back to the community or to contribute to social or environmental causes?
I'll let George Sr. end it, and I'll talk about the easy ones and let him do his Pelotoni speech. But we worked with Huckleberry House last year. It's a home for troubled youth and an area organization we're in, National Association of Remodelers Industry. We volunteered some time and materials to kind of spruce that space up for those kids and make sure they feel like they have a nice, beautiful home to live in. We've worked with Kick Butt Columbus, which is cleaning up some of the highways and roadways in the city. We work with Habitat for Humanity a lot on donated building material items. So just because one of our clients might not like their current fridge, it's operable, and we'll try and make sure those don't end up in our landfills. And all of our employees get one paid volunteer day per year. So every company has their vacation and personal time and sick time or whatever, but we also give everyone a paid day off to choose a charity of their choosing, whether it's their kids, the YMCA their kids went to, or camp, summer camp for their kids, whatever, you know, their drive is, we let them go work where they are. And I'll let Dad talk about Pelotonia.
Yeah, so Pelotonia's involved with Pelotonia the second year that they were here, which was 15 years ago, and we've been avid supporters. I was encouraged to go to Pelotonia on year two with my brother-in-law, which is Pelotonia is about cancer research, and little did I know that brother-in-law, Chip, would die of cancer someday, but when he got me involved with it, but sadly we lost Chipper to brain cancer, and lost my mom to cancer. So there's a lot of, I have a sibling that's got cancer. So we had a lot more than we'd like to, and it's just a great cause to help other families be able to hopefully not have the sorrow that we've had to go through. So we do everything that we can to raise money for them, and we have our own team Cleary Cyclers, and last year I think we had 26 riders, and 4 years, this will be our fifth year, but the first 4 years I think we raised $287,000. So we're making an impact on that community. And there's other things that we do, along the way. The NARI that George talked about, there's always a annual project that we do that we support. It can be a single mother's group home in Delaware County. We did 1 year. There's a lot of other things that we do and we'd like to continue to do, or even build out more in the philanthropy, lens to give back, because we have been very fortunate. It's important to our core values is to do what we can to help others. So.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Some of the highlights.
Yeah. Congratulations on the monies raised and plus all the other projects and such. I mean, that's part of culture and value too, that to do that sort of thing. So this next question, I wonder if I'm going to get two different answers from both of you, maybe, but at the same time, I think it's interesting looking ahead. What do you see? What are Cleary Company's goals and aspirations for the future? After celebrating 30, obviously that's, you kind of look at like, okay, what's the next 30 going to be like? What do you need to do? And I'm sure you're planning that, obviously. I mean, you made it through 30 and you just don't do that by accident. You do it by chunks. So I'll start with G2. What does the next 30 look like for you?
Yeah, I think Dad's always strive to tell everyone that works in the company, we want to grow, but we want to grow for a reason. And the reason we want to grow is to give back to our community and impact more lives. What we do is very interpersonal. If we're inside your home redoing your kitchen, it's emotional, and there's ups and downs. But when we get out of there and families are able to host Thanksgiving with their extended families and show off their space and live happier lives, that's really why we do what we do. So making sure that growth is centered around our clients, centered around our employees. We don't want to grow to a point where the employees are stressed out and not loving what they do, going back to what Senior said. Making sure that culture is still front of mind, and growth has been great. I've heard Dad say a couple times it's awesome knowing how many lives we're impacting in these walls, outside of these walls. I was walking by, there's five or so people having lunch in the cafeteria and talking about their kids and what colleges they're going to, and knowing that, Cleary Company's helping pay for some of their children's educations and dinners and Christmas presents. It just, there's a wide array of people that are touched by the Cleary Company on a daily basis. So it's been the main focus of the growth.
Yeah. What do you think, G1?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. What we're looking at is, you've got 30 down. Let's look at the next 30. What are you thinking about in regards to what you'd like to see it to be?
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention, but I was really enjoying how George was talking. So proud of him. But yeah, so then the next 30 is definitely the next generation of the Cleary Company, and we are extremely grateful for one that, we made it through. I think most small businesses don't make it through year three, so to be 10 times past that, it's something we don't take for granted. Business of any sort, running a business, starting a business, inheriting a business, it's all, very, very, very difficult. So we don't take that for granted that we've been able to get to this first 30. But, what does the next 30 look like? It's a lot like without me, probably. I'm not a spring chicken, but I'm not going anywhere soon. And so I'm excited to see what, not only what our team and George and a lot of others in the company, what they can do with it. But, what's the world going to look like in 15, 20, 30 years. There's going to be a whole different set of needs that the common family is going to want. So I've always said, you know, we've got to be innovative. We've got to keep our educational hats on. It's not just show up at work and do what we do. We've always got to want to learn. And I think there's a good vibe of that in our culture. You know, we realize we have to learn. But one of my sayings is, if we are not innovative and we don't strive to be better, then we're going to get run over by our competition, because the technology is a prime one that we can all relate to. You know, when I started the business, I had a pager. You know, there was no cell phone. So, you know, and now we have operating software and project management software that we can connect on our smartphones with our clients and have a Zoom meeting face to face. We can show them a situation that we've uncovered and ask their live opinion of how they want to deal with it. And they might be at work or they might be abroad, but we can problem solve just by that technology. So that's completely foreign to 30 years ago. So, you know, trying to stay up on technology and building trends and efficiencies, and you know, lack of skilled labor is making us, as an industry, we're having to be more inventive of how we can build products that can be installed easier by lay people, so to speak, instead of trained professionals. So that's what's exciting to me about the future, is it's going to look a lot different than the first 30 years. And the work mentality and the work ethics of the team, how that's all going to, you know, evolve, is, to me, not scary, but almost exciting to see how we're all, as a community and as a population, how we're going to adapt to all of that.
Great.
So is there any final messages that you'd like to convey to our audience here about the Cleary Company?
Sioux Tribe Village especially, you know, thank you. I know a ton of our business comes from Upper Arlington and Grandview and Marble Cliff. We're on Old Henderson, so we're right on the border there of Upper Arlington. I was raised right here. I live in Grandview. We love the community. And 2/3 of our business last year was repeat and referral, and we'd love nothing more than to help you and your family and friends and continue to grow like we talked about.
So my quick one would just be, again, a thing of gratitude to all our clients and our partners like yourselves and our vendors and our employees. You know, we couldn't do it without all of those good people, but, you know, it's just been a great 30-year run, and we'll see what the good Lord has in store for the next 30.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations. We're so happy to have you a part of our membership, a part of our community. And you guys, we wish you continued success in doing some great things. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And listeners, thank you for joining us. And don't forget to check out our podcast page on the Tri-Village Chamber website. Look for the podcast tab at the top of the homepage. Tell us what you think about this or any of our episodes at info@chamberpartnership.org.
Did you know sponsoring a Tri-Village Chamber event not only builds brand awareness, but expands your network? Our chamber unites hundreds of businesses and individuals through meaningful relationships, educational programming, exclusive resources, and awesome events. Sponsorship supports our efforts to build and strengthen the community. To find out which opportunities are best for you, contact me directly at Katie, K-A-T-I-E, @chamberpartnership.org. Thanks for partnering with us.
Thanks for listening to Business Inspires. Check out the podcast show notes for information about this podcast, to schedule a guest appearance, or to find out more about sponsoring this podcast.